Catching up with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Can't wait to get an update on the fishing report. Nick, how you been?
Oh, it's been busy. Both Cole and I have been out on the water with clients quite a bit this week, and we've got a couple more trips to wrap up tonight. Abe's been holding down the fort. He says it's been pretty busy with fishermen in here, too.
Well, that's understandable. I heard the fishing has picked up for a lot of things. You know, I want to talk about a muskie update, which I heard has gotten even better since the last time we talked. And trout water, looks like the bigger water anyway, has come down a little bit in temperature, opening that kind of back up for possibilities for fly fishermen and, you know, spinner chuckers, things like that. And then I want to get an update on Kings from you as well and any products you might have coming through the doors since we talked last too. So should we start with the trout?
Yeah, you know, that's what I've been doing. Cole covered the warm water side of things, and then all my trips have been trout lately. So I've been on everything from small water to big water.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the big water. I think we covered the small water quite a bit, you know, the hopper fishing just in general. But the big water, I want to ask you about efrons, because I'm already getting some reports trickling in of a few white mayflies starting to show up. It seems early to me for that, but, you know, this has been a weird year.
Yeah, I'd say we're a week ahead, but we had a long stretch of hot weather, and that's what those guys like. So anytime in August, it's pretty much fair game for them. And yeah, I've been hearing reports, and we're actually going to go try to fish them tonight on the big water. They hatched last night. You know, not a crazy hatch or anything, but they were out. Today we got a warmer day. Just going to, you know, take it easy and go to some smaller water for the early afternoon, evening, and then once we're confident that temps are going to be well below 68, then we're going to move to the big water and hopefully catch the hatch.
So let's talk a little bit about the efron. Let's remind folks about what a short, intense hatch this can actually be for the trout streams in the UP. Explain the size and how fluorescent white they are, the clouds of them, and how you approach them.
So you're looking for this hatch to happen late evening. You know, if you're getting off the water before dark, you're going to miss it. I always fish into dark during this hatch. And these guys are going to be around a size 12 to 14 with longer tails than normal, and they are very, very bright white. You know, you often tie these guys with synthetics. You know, I use foam bodies or super fine dubbing and white, stuff like that, pure white hackle. Everything about them is white. There is nothing else. They look like snow.
That's pretty amazing how just prolific mayfly hatches that's super intense for a short period of time, from my experience anyway. But good point about staying. It happens right at dark, and you got to stay till it gets blackout, because that's when the fish just come out. I mean, it looks like it's a dead sea, and all of a sudden there's trout everywhere.
Yeah, it happens all at once, and you know, you can fish hoppers, and there is like another large species of mayflies that sometimes mixes in, especially on the Escanaba system. That could keep you busy before they hatch. But yeah, stay till dark, bring your headlamp, fish after dark.
All right, well, I want to get back with you and talk muskie, because I know that's what Cole's been chasing with his clients. And then any updates on Kings, gear that might be coming in for fishermen? Can we get back with you later this hour?
Yeah, love to talk about big fish.
Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette on Front Street. Stay tuned. We'll jump back on with him later this hour on The Outdoor Show.